97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world now that people on social media are done focusing the entire day the fact that we had our 70th anniversary yesterday and have moved on to other things.
It's nice. It's nice to be back to proper trends. Yes. Obviously, we're a little tiny bit behind on what we're going to be talking about, but I do have some conversation starters that I'd like to share with you.
All right.
This is kind of what trends is slowly morphing into, is finding something that sounds kind of weird and then locating a place to spark discussion. Let's talk about old-timey manners.
Is it morphing into that? I thought it was always that.
Well, sometimes it's me yelling about cryptocurrency. Sometimes I'm mad about stuff. Yeah, that was a whole era. Remember that when I was just yelling about things that I didn't like?
That was Monday.
I mean, yep. That was last week. So I want to talk about this Japanese aide to the prime minister who just got completely flamed by his mom. Because pictures were taken of him standing around government officials with his hands in his pockets.
No, I can't do that.
I'm going to say that he looks pretty fly with his hands in his pockets. It's honestly a good look, but I say that as a young, uncouth person. And I would like to discuss old-timey manners that people might not necessarily practice anymore.
Oh, elbows off the table. We got to talk about manners.
I mean, elbows off the table is something that probably hasn't stopped too much. I mean, I don't do it. My parents made sure that I didn't.
I think I'm very Aristotelian about manners. Like, it's not about adhering to a hard and fast rule. That would be more of a Kantian thing. But as an Aristotelian, I'm much more about the golden mean. Like, you don't have to be.
Who are you trying to impress today?
You, Victor.
You're succeeding.
Thank you. Like, you don't have to be, like, rigid about rules, but just, like, don't go overboard with it. Like, you can have your elbows on the table, but don't be, like, leaning on them while just shoving food into your mouth with your hands.
Well,
kind of thing.
I'm definitely a Hume vein empiricist when it comes to my manners philosophy, because it's not just because I thought about why elbows on tables is not okay. It's because I got hit upside the head and experienced the consequences
exactly.
of my actions.
Yeah.
So we don't really wear
hats.
Well
played on the David Hume. I like
Thank it. Thank you. So yeah. We don't really wear hats anymore. So
right.
A lot of the hat rules are not necessarily in play anymore. I tried to look up some stuff about old-timey manners. Pushing chairs back under the table when you're done with them kind of aligns with my shopping cart thing, which I know I've yelled about. Mm-hmm. I always try and push the chair back because it just looks nicer, gets it out of the way, it keeps things tidier. I was curious about laying coats down over mud puddles / puddles in general.
Ooh.
That's something that you know about, probably.
I've heard of this.
The same vein as always walking on the street side if you're accompanying a woman or someone that you care about, et cetera,
right.
et cetera.
That much I know is the thing. I don't know if anyone has ever laid a coat down over a mud puddle in the same way that I'm not sure that anyone in real life has ever slipped on a banana peel and fallen on the sidewalk. That might just be a movie thing, but I have a feeling from the look on your face you've found this in reality.
One of the only instances of that actually happening is actually from Sir Walter Raleigh, who All right. allegedly laid his cloak over a puddle for Queen Elizabeth I to walk over. Now, according to a fashion historian, which I think sounds like a very cool job,
yeah.
this was comparable to the early twist on wedding ceremonies, where it stopped being about community and building new relationships within your small agrarian lives and became a display of wealth and influence.
Right.
The laying a coat over a puddle is not so much, I'm going to do this to keep your feet clean because you're
so
a delicate lady.
Much
I have
money
so
that
much
I can
money.
Ruin this coat.
I don't even care about this coat. This coat means nothing to me.
So I recently read some books about like manners and politeness and civility and like how all of those terms, which are similar but distinct, like relate to each other and how they developed over time. A lot of these rules of manners were really just signals of wealth and like courtly behavior in the sense that if you behave like this, then you are an aristocrat and therefore are deserving of respect and attention. And then it becomes like a two-way street. Like, oh, if a peasant tries to behave like this, then they're putting on airs or whatever, and you can use that as a way to rip on the peasants. Like, it was all about classism.
Yeah.
Hence Walter Raleigh, like, doing this for Queen Elizabeth.
Down, so.
Yeah, it's interesting.
In my old-timey manners research, though, I did find one thing that I want to start doing. which is standing up when other people enter a room to, like, formally greet them.
Right.
That is not something that I currently do, and I feel like I should, because that sounds very nice.
I just kind of feel that way, too.
And polite.
Yeah.
Like, that, it draws attention to the fact that they've arrived. It just, it sounds nice. If somebody stood up when I came into a room, I would immediately just, ooh, thank you so much.
Right.
And I want people to feel that way when they enter rooms that I'm occupying.
We had not ever been to the Angus Barn, but now we've been twice in the last, like, 3 weeks. They have hat rules at the Angus Barn.
Of course.
Like, you are not allowed to wear baseball caps or this or this or this, or, like, just hats indoors in general, but cowboy hats specifically are allowed. And if you go into the Angus Barn, like, people show up wearing cowboy hats, and we are reasonably sure that, because when do you ever see anyone wearing, or as an individual, have the opportunity to wear a cowboy hat in frickin' Raleigh?
Yeah.
I think people own cowboy hats just to go to the Angus Barn.
The cowboy hat is kind of the male bridesmaid dress.
A little bit.
You get it for an occasion, you wear it for that occasion, and then from there on, it's just, it's either in your closet or at Goodwill, one of those two locations.
And every time you wear it, people are like, oh yeah, you were right to marry this other person.